Now, we're going to look at some emails which were sent in. The first one is from Miss Qureshi. She writes saying, you know, we've been watching your programs for some time now and we find it quite useful. We'd like you to answer a few questions for us. The first one, after death, does one go straight to heaven or hell? Well, no. When a person dies, they enter the state of the barzakh, or the state of the grave. There, the soul goes through a journey. This has been outlined in different books. There's a book called The Journey of the Soul in English, available by Dr. Suhaib Hassan. And you can also find it described in great detail in another book called The Mysteries of the Soul by Abu Bilal al-Kennedy, where the soul is when the soul is passed over by the angel of death to the angels of the next life. It's taken up to the heavens. The soul, which is good, will be allowed entry in, and it will be praised. The soul, which is evil, it will be cast back down to reunite with the body or the body parts. And then angels will come to that individual in that state of the grave and question them. Two angels will come, one by the name of Munkar and the other one called Nakir. And they ask the question, who is your Lord? What was your religion? And who is the person who was sent to you, the messenger? Then one's deeds will be shown in the form of either a beautiful smelling, beautiful looking individual, or a hideous, nasty smelling, stinky individual. These will be personified and shown to us, and we'll question, you know, what is this? Who is this? And I should also mention that for the soul that was let into this heaven praised, it will afterwards return back to the body or the body parts, right? To maintain its connection with the elements that was its body. And I say elements that was its body as opposed to just saying to the body, because we know there are people who are burnt. Hindus burn their bodies. There are people who allow the vultures to eat the body. For example, like the Zoroastrians, they put the dead up on these like beds, high beds, and they allow the birds to come and the vultures to come and devour the person. Then you also have people who die at sea and their bodies cast into the sea, so some sharks come and eat it up or whatever. You know, and a variety of different ways that people may die, so where their body parts may be scattered. So we know that there is a connection that remains with the body. It is maybe the body as a whole, if it is in one spot, or the body parts wherever they go. The soul remains in contact. How? We don't go into that. This is what we know. So that what happens after that, you know, there's a number of different incidents. The person who is unable to answer these questions in the grave, and of course, it's not a matter that we can say, well, okay, I heard in this world what the answer was, so as long as I remember it, I memorize it, I know what the answer is, I can say it then. No. The person who was not a true believer, who was a hypocrite, who only pretended to be a Muslim or called himself a Muslim or herself a Muslim, and they really weren't Muslims, they will not be able to answer. Even though in their minds they may know when they're asked, who is your Lord? They know it's Allah, but they can't say it. Allah will cause them to only be able to say, ah, ah. They'll be stuck. It won't come out of their mouths. So they will experience this. This is part of the degradation the people who have rejected belief in this life will go through in that state of the grave prior to the resurrection. Now, once we step out of the time zone, we're no longer among the living, we're in the spirit world, the world of the barzakh. Of course, time does not affect us as it affects us in this life. So those people who died 10,000 years ago or 1,000,000 years ago, they are going through that same process, like in the time frame, the same as everybody else. So we're all resurrected together. It's not that some people are going to sit around in the grave for, or in the state of the grave for, you know, thousands and thousands of years. No, everybody goes through the same process. They're resurrected at the same time, and they're judged at the same time. But it is just not immediate. You don't go immediately to paradise and to, or to hell. There are some other points which the person goes through, you know, after it's clarified and the person's been, it's been, becomes clear that the person is in fact a disbeliever, you know, great sinner, etc. Then the Prophet ﷺ said that a door from, or a window from hell will open up, and the hot wind coming from the hell will pass over that person, you know, continually until they're resurrected. And the one who was good, etc., then a window from paradise opens, and fragrant, pleasant air from paradise will pass over that person until the time of resurrection.